Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Catfish Hunter. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Agee fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Agee. Campaneris moves to third. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Campaneris scores. Harrelson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hershberger throws the ball into Campaneris, who tags Hansen trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Martin moves to third. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Buford reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunter moves to second. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ward moves to third. Martin moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to home to get Ward. Martin moves to third. Hansen moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Martin scores. Hansen moves to third. Berry moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood strikes out. two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hershberger for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday who is chasing the ball. Causey reaches third base with a triple. Buford goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Hunter reaches second base with a double. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Berry reaches second base with a double. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 2 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Diego Segui now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 3 in the game. Donaldson hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 3 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford bunts towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Donaldson covering, for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Tony Pierce now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jimmy Stewart pinch runs for Wayne Causey. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stewart moves to second. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing right field. Ken Berry now playing left field. Marv Steele now playing second base. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Dick Green. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Ramon Webster pinch hits for Phil Roof. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monday moves to second. Tim Talton pinch hits for Tony Pierce. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monday scores. Webster moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Allen Lewis pinch runs for Tim Talton. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Lewis steals second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Webster scores. Lewis moves to third. Campaneris moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bob Locker now pitching. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-4 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.